Betting giant Tempur Sealy had another bang-up quarter as all those new pandemic home buyers bought mattresses for their new digs. But the company wasn't immune to supply chain challenges, telling investors it left $100 million in business on the table because of those challenges. Scott Thompson is the chairman and CEO of Tempur Sealy and joins us now. Scott, good to see you again here. So what is it like as the CEO of a publicly traded company to essentially just turn that amount of business away because of an issue you didn't create?
Well, look, it's always a challenge to run any company. We all have challenges we have to work through. A couple of things. Look, we didn't turn away all the business. About $100 million ended up in backlog, and we'll get that delivered in the fourth quarter. And in fact, we expect the fourth quarter to be a record fourth quarter because of the strength of the business and as we work off that backlog. We also turned down another $100 million that we didn't even take the orders where we have customers on allocation. If we had gotten both our backlog built and the customers returned down, our sales, rather than being up 20% in the third quarter, would have been up 40%. So it's a little disappointing, but look, it's a good time to be in the bedding business worldwide, and we feel very fortunate.
Where are you seeing these supply chain challenges, Scott?
You see it a little bit everywhere. We have 67 plants worldwide. We actually sell beds in 100 different countries, you know, around the world. So we're everywhere. Where the biggest problem is in the United States. And we're seeing it a little bit in trucking, obviously the shipping, a little bit in the component issues, primarily chemicals. But it's getting better, but it continues to be a challenge. And we think we'll be working through supply issues probably here for the next couple of quarters.
Scott, can you talk a little bit about what Tempur Sealy has been doing and plans to do in order to continue to navigate some of these challenges? Because I know during your earnings call, your company was talking about opening 3 new manufacturing facilities and just recently having broken ground on a new domestic facility in Indiana. So what are some of these strategies?
Yeah, look, we're very fortunate. The Tempur-Pedic product's doing very well in North America, as Stearns & Foster and Sealy brands are doing. Sealy's number one brand in the United States. Tempur-Pedic's number two in the United States. So our biggest challenge is to ramp up to that demand. What we're doing, look, we're hiring quite a few new people. We're putting a new plant in Crawfordsville, in Indiana. We have diversified our supplier base to kind of de-risk some supplier issues. And the men and women are working very hard, really across the organization. But I think the point I would make is that it's not really just for the current capacity; it's for what we see in the future, as we're expecting double-digit growth next year.
How much have you had to raise prices, given the inflation you're seeing?
Yeah, we've actually raised prices 3 times in the last 12 months. It will probably have to do another round here pretty soon.
Scott, you teased on the earnings call you are about to come out with a gel pad product. Is that something directly aimed at Purple?
Well, not directly aimed. We've had what I call the crushable grid, which is a component to a bed that gives a bed a little different feel. It's kind of a niche product, and we're going to come out with it next year and see how it does. I don't think it'll be large compared to our other product lines, but we basically believe that we should service all of our customers. We have entry-level beds all the way up to premium beds, some innerspring, some primarily Tempur material. So wherever we see these markets, some of them small, we go after them.
And speaking of markets, where are you seeing some of the biggest growth opportunities, either domestically or internationally?
Yeah, domestically, let me do segments. The biggest growth we see is really direct to consumer. And our direct to consumer business grew 79% last quarter. So that's been a big growth area. We recently did an acquisition in the UK, Dreams, and we're now the largest bedding retailer in the UK. Good growth from that acquisition, and that acquisition is performing very well. Another product that we have in the United States that's doing very well is our Smart Base, which is a technology that will monitor your sleep, send your sleep stats to the cloud, and then send you an email coaching you on how to get better sleep. So our smart base has also been a big product for us here in the U.S.
Well, I get no sleep, Scott. So clearly might be something I might be in the market to. We got over the weekend some favorable news on the steel tariff front between the EU and the U.S. How does that impact your business?
Well, we're hoping the steel prices go down. That would be a component, obviously, in building springs, which go into beds. And it'd be very good for us in the market from the standpoint of get a little bit of the inflation out of some of our components.
I'm wondering, too, when you think about marketing in light of some of these supply chain challenges, how are you thinking about directing some of that spending when, again, you are sort of still working through some of these constraints while still trying to make sure that you're getting word out about some of these new product innovations?
Yeah, very, very insightful question. It's something that we debated, obviously, for the last year. What we decided to do was not pull back on marketing. You could make the argument that in a constrained environment, maybe you ought to try to optimize your financial statements or pull back. Look, we believe in brand and we believe in investing in brand. And so we have kept our foot on the pedal and continue to advertise at the same rate that we have historically. And we'll continue to do that because we think of it as a long-term investment. So we've not cut back in advertising in any way during this period.
Scott Thompson, Chairman and CEO of Tempur Sealy. Good to see you and good luck this quarter.